Thank you for choosing Gartenschau Fiber. This is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, good evening. I was given a $100 streaming credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just gone into the I'm trying to find where the email is now. Sorry, it closed for some reason. It looks like I have to create a whole new account with a whole other entity, and I'm not comfortable with that. No one told me that. And
for the My Bundle prepaid gift card?
Well, I was told I would get $100 streaming, and your website. Hold on 1 minute. Let me get the let me get back to the email. Bear with me just a moment.
Take your time, ma'am.
Yeah, it says Archtop Fiber at My Bundle. No one said that it was something, that it was a whole different entity. Deem your $100 streaming choice card.
So that card, you do not actually have to make a new account. As far as the information we've been provided for everything, what's going on is that card will work like a prepaid debit card. Essentially, to utilize it, all you have to do is add that card as a payment option to your existing streaming services in order to utilize it.
Actually, when I go to the link, it brings me to mybundle.tv.
So yes, you do need to log into that services because it is essentially a new login for you. That is just for the access to that website.
You know what, though? Bear with me a moment, because that means I have to create a whole new account and give my credentials and agree to a policy, privacy policy, and all whatever terms of service and read through all that. It's not simply a card with a credit. So there's been a lot of things that have been inconsistent or just not full information since I've had the account with Archtop.
Okay.
This is one of them. I'm not interested in creating a whole additional account and having a whole other source of. I don't want that. I was told to get a card. So can you guys just send me a card in the mail that I can use and use for your service? Like, what? Why do I have to engage with the whole? It's way too complex.
I don't know why someone didn't explain it to you better when you got signed up for service and your service was
That's
installed.
Okay.
Well, I will explain it to you now.
Thanks.
So we have partnered with the service My Bundle, the website that it's asking you to make that whole new account of. So because it is a partnership with them, we provide them with the basic information of who is supposed to receive those cards, and they automatically assign them. But because it is an outside partnership, we can't control their policies and procedures. They simply just said, we'll work with you guys and give you guys this amount for your promotion. So,
but who is My Bundle? Said that it was a company, like what? Now I have to research and decide if I want these people to enter my life and track me and all this stuff. Like, who wants that? Who wants another entity, you know, to be a part of or to have to register with? It becomes a company who's going to take my data, track me, and all, a whole new thing.
So
it's not a service. It's $100. It's offering me a $100 carrot to give this other entity all of my personal information and interest and tracking, and like it's not, you know, just give me the $100 and I will do what I want with it. Like what is that? No one asked me if I would be okay with giving this other entity my information, because that was a part of it. I had inquired about it and they said, sure, we can offer that, we can give you that, because I'd already gotten the service, and that offer came just after I got my service. But no one told me that what it was about, that there were all these other things involved. So
completely understand, and I do understand the frustration of saying, I don't know what's going on with this. So, and we're only given the basic information ourselves. I'm actually on their website right now, reading through everything that they have. So,
do you guys have a code of ethics of who you do business with in this respect? Is there any way to ensure my, you know, like it just becomes a whole other thing. I don't think it's worth it. I just don't think it's worth it to get this $300 of streaming. It's actually a carrot for my information to be tracked.
I completely understand.
For whatever purposes that, you know, that's how the world is now, right? I mean, really, really. I don't know how where you are, but that is how everything is now.
No, and
so
I can...
What I'd like is for my personal information to be entirely retracted from this company's access.
So for the information we've provided for MyBundle, the only information we've provided for them is a name of who it.
Okay, now you guys can. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude to you because you're very nice and you're not the one who set up these things or whatever. Whatever you guys gave to them, you need to remove. I didn't authorize. I was told we'll send you that $100 streaming credit. No one explained that my information was going to be given to another entity. Hold on. There's a train coming by. And it's
no worries, ma'am.
Very loud. That's with closed windows. Stay with me a moment. Okay, thanks. Sorry about that. So, how do I get you guys? I need you guys to remove. It's not okay that you gave my name and my email address to anyone. You can't do that. I don't authorize that. It's not okay.
I understand, no, ma'am.
It's already been given, which means it's already sold, and they already have my contact information. And I'm only discovering now that the emails have been coming from them, not you guys. So that's, you know, it's all these things that are so deceitful, and it's not okay.
I'm sorry that you feel that we've been deceitful, ma'am.
We have not
attempted.
Well, I'm just saying in general, right? This kind of practice is deceitful. It says Arch Top Fiber at my bundle. So until I open it and I scrutinize who's sending me the email, if I don't look at that. It looks like it's coming from Archtop Fiber. All those emails that I've been getting from them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, it's not okay.
So, and I do understand.
Okay.
I do understand.
Yeah.
And the reason why it is the Archtop Fiber at my bundle that those emails you've been receiving is because we have partnered with them. Our data collection team, as well as everything, has gone through and analyzed everything. We have spoken
okay,
with their
no
representatives.
One, no one brought it to my, it's okay. I just hit the unsubscribe button that they have. Hopefully that withdraws my information. But I will tell you, my experience has been with anything. It doesn't matter if you unsubscribe 6 months down the road, you start to get emails again. They're trying to solicit you again. This isn't okay with me. So I'm just going to ask you, I don't care if it's $100. I don't care if it's $1 million. I'm not selling my data, and I'm not okaying my private information to be shared.
I understand that.
Not my email, not my first name, not my last name. So if you guys are going to give me a $100 credit, you can send me a check for $100 and I will use it for streaming. Like that it's not okay. It's just not okay. So many, everyone is doing this left and right, and it's just not okay. So
I understand the frustration, ma'am. To remove your data, I do have some information directly from my bundle to have your information removed. So if you have a pen and paper handy, I can provide you with an email address that you can contact them directly to have your information removed.
You guys are going to do that. You're going to do that.
We sadly cannot. We cannot authorize
it. Fucking court, because I never authorized it, and you guys did it without my knowledge. You guys have sold it. I'm sorry. It's not a personal thing. You're very lovely. I do not want to send my email to anyone. I want my information kept private. So now you're trying to oblige me to engage in a volley with them to give them more data on my email, and you know, that's not okay. You guys have to do it.
I understand, ma'am.
You guys have to do it. I'm going to hang up this call right now, and I'm going to look forward to an email for you guys confirming that you've taken care of it.
Can I get your name, ma'am, so I can...
I am not entering into an email dialogue with anyone. I'm not going to be obliged to. You took my information, and you gave it, and you sold it, and I did not authorize you to do that. No one asked me if that would be okay. No one told me that was the process in order to benefit from a $100 streaming. That's deceit. And you're not going to oblige me to spend more time. You have to pay me for my time. And to engage in a dialogue where they can track everything about me if I were to send them an email. How dare you as a company? How dare you? It's deceitful because you're selling yourself as this great alternative to whoever, Mid-Hudson Cable, Optimum, whatever, Spectrum, whoever. You guys are no different. I'm hanging up. You guys have an obligation to do the ethical thing. If you don't, I will pursue a legal course.